Nike coming clean about sweatshops. Nike is finally coming clean over its infamous and dubious labour practices after years of allegations that it exploits workers, many of whom have been alleged to be children. The company has made available on its website an unprecedented and detailed 108-page report of the 705 worldwide factories that produce its footwear and clothing. The document details things from factory locations, working conditions of its 650,000 employees, and abuses of those workers. Just over half of Nike's Asian employees work more than 60 hours a week. Up to 50% have restricted access to toilets and drinking water, and work 7 days a week. And a quarter of workers receive less than the legal minimum wage, despite Nike's huge profit margins. The release of the report, conducted by the independent Fair Labour Association, is welcome news for human rights activists who have continually investigated, exposed, and embarrassed Nike for its sweatshop practices. Releasing the document now means Nike's factories can be independently monitored to provide better working conditions for its long-suffering employees. Michael Posner, Executive Director of Human Rights First, hailed the report as an important step forward and praised Nike for its transparency. But he added, "The facts on the ground suggest there are still enormous problems with these supply chains and factories." He asked the important question, "What is Nike doing to change the picture and give workers more rights?"